National Council of Jewish Women, Pittsburgh Section, Oral History 2. Rita Spiegel, June 13, 1997, interviewing Alan Zickman. Alan, would you state your full name and address, please?
My name is Alan Zitnik. I reside at 300 Fox Chapel Road, apartment 200.
Alan, would you tell us your birth date, please?
January 30th, 1931.
And would you tell us a little bit about your family background, your parents, siblings, relatives?
My father came from Lodz, Poland in 1920. My mother came from the Ukraine, Volynia Governa, in Russia. And she came approximately the same time. Lodz, Poland. Valin. C-H, G-A-P, and very small village, A-R-N-A, the Verna.
Would you tell us their names?
Oh, my father's name was Samuel. My mother's name was Molly, M-O-L-L-I-E.
And how old were they when they came?
My father was 17, my mother was about 16 at the time.
Did they have other relatives who came with them?
My mother came with her two brothers, Samuel and Andrew Cohn. My father came on his own. He had worked his way to this country, Poland.
Did they know each other before they came?
No, they did not. They met here in this country.
And did they come to Pittsburgh?
Yes, my father came to Pittsburgh because he had relatives here, and the same with my mother. She had a sister that was here.
And do you know what brought them to Pittsburgh?
Well, my father left Poland because at that time, his father had died, and there were five boys at home, and they went out into the world to try and make some money. My father was actually at the yeshiva in Poland, studying to be a cantor. My mother left Russia because they were going to draft my two uncles into the Russian army.
And what did they do when they came to Pittsburgh?
My mother worked as a sales girl. She lived in the Hill District. She worked as a sales girl in a few places in the Hill. My father did miscellaneous type jobs, any kind of work he could get to make a living.
And did you have brothers and sisters?
I have two sisters, Marion and Toby. Marion is 7 years older than me. Toby is 5 years younger than me.
And are they married?
They're both married. My older sister's married name is Hutner. And my younger sister's married name is Balinski. B-A-L. I-N-S-K-Y.
Would you tell us about your growing up years? Where did you go to school?
Oh. Well, my father had opened a little store in Lawrenceville, like a five and dime or general store. We lived over the store at that time. I went to McCandless School on 52nd Street and 52nd and Butler. That's been torn down many years, though. After that, we had moved to Squirrel Hill. I went to Colfax, and then Taylor Alderheights.
Did you have any further education?
Yes, I spent 2 years at a business school, Robert Morris.
Would you tell us a little bit about your growing up years? How was your home life?
Well, I guess no different than any other immigrant family. My parents were fairly orthodox, so the education was more orthodox. They did keep kosher in the home. As a young boy, being Jewish in a Gentile area was not the easiest thing either, but you lived through it.
Was that the first area?
That was in
Lawrenceville. What was the name of that? Lawrenceville.
Lawrenceville.
Yes. There were no other Jews there?
Very few. They did hold services, I remember, in a garage for the 10 or 12 people that had little businesses and things in the area. And on the high holidays, we used to go to East End to the B'nai Israel.
And how did they hold? Tell us about those services in the garage. That's a little different.
Well, the garage was across from my father's store. Our store was at 5168 Butler Street, and that was directly across the street. We went down a passageway between two stores, and that is where services was.
And they had the books and the...
Yes, they had the books. You've got to remember in those years, most of those people were fairly orthodox.
Did they have a Torah?
Yes, they had a Torah.
And then you moved to Squirrel Hill.
Yes, we moved to Squirrel Hill in 1939. And then my parents bought a house at 5706 Pawtucket Street.
What was the atmosphere in your home?
What manner?
Well, were your parents concerned about your education, or were they busy working, or compared to what today's atmosphere would be?
Oh, it was much different in those years. The main reason of my parents moving to Squirrel Hill, I had two sisters, and they were concerned about them growing up in a Jewish atmosphere and meeting Jewish boys. You've got to remember that immigrants of those years weren't too knowledgeable about higher education and things. They knew a little, but not as we do today. But they were concerned about that too, better schools. But I think that at that time was secondary to my two sisters being in a Jewish area.
In other words, their coming together with Jewish men was more important than anything else. When you moved to Squirrel Hill, where did they practice their religion?
Oh, Polzetic.
What was the economic situation?
Well, my father sold his store in Lawrenceville, and even when he was in Lawrenceville, he had started to acquire little properties, you know, in different locations, some in Lawrenceville and Bloomfield, and he went into property at that time, ownership. And that's what he used for an income at that time.
So you didn't feel pressed for money? You felt that you were comfortable? That was a depression time. Did you feel the
nobody
depression?
Was comfortable. You had to live through the depression to understand one pair of shoes. Things that you would never take for granted today. You can go to a closet today and you have a whole closet full of clothes. We ate We had clothes to wear. We went to school. We didn't know any different. Everybody was in the same position.
Did you have a bar mitzvah?
Absolutely. I was bar mitzvahed at the Paul Zedek, and I remember the little fair after it. At that time, you couldn't get meats. Everything was rationed. Second World War was on. But they had arranged for cold cuts and everything, and they held at the Haas a social affair, you know, where all the relatives. And that's what was primarily done for everybody at that time.
And did you go to Sunday school?
Absolutely. My father, as I mentioned, was very leaning very heavily towards Orthodox.
And was that also at the Polizetic?
Polizetic. I went to Saturday morning services, Sunday school, after school for Hebrew school. It took up a lot of time.
And was there confirmation at that time?
They didn't have confirmation. In those years, they didn't have bat mitzvahs and confirmation.
Did you participate in any group activities in those years, in your teenage years?
When you say, are you formalized group activities?
Yes.
No.
Informal group activities?
Oh, yes. I belong to B'nai B'rith, one of the B'nai B'rith groups, and we used to play baseball and things like that up at Alderdice Field and other places, yes.
What was Squirrel Hill like when you were growing up?
Much different than it is today. When I was growing up, the stores wouldn't be open on Saturday. You could go up on Murray Avenue and see a lot of the very religious with the shrimals and the kaputtas on.
What is a kaputta?
The long black coat. Much more than you see today. I mean, you could hear Yiddish spoken on the street. Which today it's almost non-existent. Squirrel Hill was probably about 65% Jewish. When the high holidays came, they just let the whole school out because there was nobody would be in class. That was the only school in the city. When the high holidays came, they observed it because everybody was Jewish there.
Would you tell us what kind of student you were?
Average, a little above average.
Did you participate in school activities?
I probably did. I don't remember.
But you went to Taylor Orthodox?
Oh, yes.
At that time, was it predominantly Jewish, or were there other students
No,
there?
It was predominantly Jewish. We had a small contingent of kids that came in from up above Homestead. They were in our school district. But it was predominantly Jewish.
Are you married?
Yes.
And who are you married to?
My wife's maiden name is Ruth Rosen, O-S-E-N. And she was originally from Southside. Her father had a tobacco and candy store there.
Do you have children?
Yes, I have three boys, Jay, Joel, and Sheldon. Jay and Joel are twins.
And would you tell us about them?
All tonight. Joel is an attorney by trade. He worked at the district attorney's office. He's an assistant district attorney for Allegheny County. I believe he was there about 4 years. Now he's in my business here. He went to Pitt. Jay is a chemistry major, also University of Pittsburgh.
How old are they?
They're 41. And Sheldon, he's working in my business also, Jay. Sheldon is 29. He went to Brandeis, Washington and Jefferson. He's a business school, accounting and business major, and he's also in my business.
And would you tell us, are they married?
Jay and Joel are married, Sheldon is not.
And who are they married to?
Joel is married to Joni, J-O-N-I, Lyman.
Could you spell that, please?
B-L-Y-M-A-N. And Jay is married to Kimberly Clark.
Do you have grandchildren?
I have 3 grandchildren. Joel is the one with all the children. Michael, who is 10, Amanda, who is 8, and Alexa, who is 9 months.
You mentioned your business. Could you tell us about your business?
All right. I guess it really started when I was in high school. I used to help my father few properties he had run at that time, both management, repair, what have you. And then in the 50s, I started to purchase real estate on a pretty big scale. And I built it up from there till we're a major factor in the city of Pittsburgh.
Do you have a name for your...
Is it McGrill?
And you said all 3 boys are in the business with you.
Right. I'm basically retired from the business. I still come in. I don't like to sit at home. I don't play golf too much.
Been in this business, then that was basically
all my life, except for 2 years that I spent in the Army, from October 52 to October 54. I was drafted during the Korean War.
Let's go back a little bit to your growing up years. Were there any leaders in the community or rabbis or anybody special who may have influenced your growing up years?
Well, Rabbi Shapiro, Paul Zadik, very educated, very nice person. Also the principal of Colfax, she's a very, very nice woman.
What was her name?
She passed away about a year ago, pregnant. In fact, they had a big write-up about her in the newspaper about a year ago.
How did she influence you?
she was not the type of principal you see in schools today. She knew everybody there. She would talk to everybody. She'd have them down to an office and talk with them. She was the type of person that if you were falling behind in class, she would help you.
And she made it, apparently she made an impression on you.
She made an impression on everybody that went to that school. I have never seen anybody that was going to Colfax when Mrs. Prager was principal who did not feel very highly of her.
Nice. Was there anybody else that you may have looked up to?
Well, I'm afraid my idols at that time were the go-go people in business.
And who were they? Who were they?
I used to read about the Melons and Escapes and people like that. And, basically, I used to do a lot of reading on their lives. And the Hearse.
All right. How did you meet your wife?
I believe I met her at a Y dance in Oakland.
Where was the Y?
Right across from Pitt. The Y, I can't think of the name of the street, right at the library it goes up, right beside, in the middle of the block there. They used to have dances every Sunday, and it was a big turnout of Jewish people in the community. Met other Jewish people.
Was that the basis for social life going
for young people? Yes, and that's probably one of the things that's missing in today's community. Young people have no place to meet, and I don't care if you're a girl or you're a boy. Very hard. It's very fragmented today. All the synagogues will hold little up there, but they really don't get a turnout.
In your own home, did you raise your children the way you were raised?
Not quite. I still keep kosher in my home. I do have two sets of dishes. I am not as orthodox as my parents. I will eat out. I raised my children so they will know the differences between Orthodox, conservative, but the choice is theirs, not something that I would force them to.
Do you still belong to the Posse?
No, I belong to Best Hope. My father got a little easier as years went on. He switched over there originally. In fact, he used to lead the services there when the cousin was gone for the high holiday. My father was trained for that.
And where did he lead the services? At the Shoal?
At Shoal.
Is that right? When did he leave the Paul Zetting?
Oh, I don't remember. It has to be a good 20 years ago.
Is there a reason why he left the Paul?
I wouldn't know. I don't know.
Do you participate in the community activities now?
Yes. I was vice president of the Hebrew Institute. I'm a past president of Community Day School. I'm the original founder of Community Day School. I put off being on the board of Washington and Jefferson College. I'll probably go on next year. I was too busy for it. Yeah, I'm very active in.
All right, let's talk about some of this now. You say you were a founder of the Community Day School.
It was not a founder, the original.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, Oh, Dr. Abrams, when I was on the board of Hebrew Institute, Dr. Abrams and I sat down one time. We were discussing the fact that there is not a day school for Jewish children in the city of Pittsburgh that is not Orthodox. And it's really a shortcoming within the city because there are many people that were going to the yeshiva that really were not Orthodox, and it was the only game in town. And you've got to realize the economics of the situation at that particular time. You were just getting into busing. Schools were being torn apart or closed up for various reasons. The whole city really was in a turmoil. Where's my little Johnny going to go, or what school, or what's going to happen?
What year was that? Do you remember?
Well, I have it marked here someplace. Let's see. About 21 years ago. So at that time, I put up the money to bring in a gentleman from Ohio who had a school that we would like to pattern ourselves after. It was an inter-ideological school. It taught you in an Orthodox manner because that's the only way you can teach. But it pointed out to the children there the various concepts of conservative, reformed, and they're told this is what is Orthodox. Some people do a little less. We didn't want the children to say, well, you're not good because you're not Orthodox, or vice versa. And we showed them that there was a diversity. We started with 9 children at that time, and Sheldon was one of the first. He was in their first grade. At that time, Jackie Tucker was the teacher for kindergarten first, and then we brought in Sissy Margolis. In fact, she just retired this year. As a kindergarten teacher, and Jackie took on the duties of first grade and administration, and later on she was made the principal. And it was very hard in the beginning because...
Where did you meet? Where did they meet?
Oh, at the Hebrew Institute. We provided, since I was on the board of the Institute.
And where was the Hebrew Institute?
Oh, Forbes and Denison. We arranged, since they held classes only from 4 to 6, and from 6 to 7:30 for SAJS, that building was empty up until 3:30. So we went to the board of directors and we explained everything, a rent was arranged, and that's how the school started.